on in the house. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Lift your hands. Happy Palm Sunday. Happy Revelation Day. Happy Day of Prophecy. God's reality, eternity. God be glorified in the place. This place, this space, the nations, the whole earth today. This is the day God made. He sanctified it. He has called you in it. He's positioned and prepared you for it. This is not just another Palm Sunday. This is the greatest Palm Sunday of your life. Do you believe it? Lift your voice. Come on. What a happy day. Do this. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the palms were doing this. They were waving them. Can you clap your hands? Can you outdo a palm? Can you do a little better than a tree? Come on. Come on. Worship. Let your hands worship Him today. This feels right. Let's travel back in time. We're going to go through time today. Here it comes. Say, here it comes. Just think about standing there. Just keep, come on. Keep the rhythm going. I need my hands to do this. Here it comes, walking through time. First and the last, the beginning and the end. The Son of Almighty God, in whom all the fullness of the Father dwelt in bodily form. Never seen that before. And here He comes riding in on a colt. What's going on? People overwhelmed with praise and hope. Hope for the future. Say it. Here He comes. Your awareness of the presence of God is paramount. It's essential to the depth of your relationship with Him. Let me say it real simply. You have to know where He is and how completely, fully, and totally He is with you in order to enter into a really deep relationship with the Father. And that's what all this is about. So let's do it again. Come on. Come on, palms. Come on, palms. Clap your palms. Come on. Come on, palms. Spell a little different, but still. Come on. Come on. Here He comes. Here He comes. Say it. Here He comes. Here He comes. Now, here He is. Here He is. Here He is. Say it. Where is He? Here He is. Where is He? Come on. Here He is. As important as it is to know that He loves you, that He came for you, that He's with you, He's coming with you, He's walking with you, it's just as important to know how very present and real and complete His presence is with you right here, right now. I'm telling you, the simplicity of that understanding is the revelation of the power of God manifesting through the body today. I'm telling you, hear it, word of the Lord. The closeness of the Father. How so? Well, He can't get any closer. You ever had someone standing right beside you and you just didn't know they were there? And you turn and it's, oh! He's that close. He's standing right. He can't get any closer. But if you're not aware that he's there, then there's no way to hear what he has to say, to enter into a relationship and to walk together. Even if he's walking with you, are you walking with him? You have to know how close God is with you. The anointing I feel on my life, not of might or my own will or my own power, the anointing that I feel present day is by the anointing of God on my life, is to make you aware as to how very present in ways unfathomable, ways you hadn't imagined, that God is with you. The prophetic words that we've been waiting for, the fulfillment of so many scriptures and promises to you, are in the presence and the present of the Lord. There's one thing you have that can come up, that can come up and meet together with the Word of God. Can you believe that? You have one thing that can stand up with the Word of God. One thing, and you have it. The Word of God, the Word that created the heavens and the earth and you, all the ages, all the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heaven of heavens, the third heaven. One thing you have that can come right up beside and stand right alongside the Word. What do you think it is? Your faith. Your faith. It came from Him, and it came to you. Here it comes. Here He comes. Who is coming? Faith. Who is coming? The Word. What was happening? All time. All time came riding through Jerusalem to make a presentation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hosanna. 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 Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Today, that time, that marker, that moment exists with us today. Here he comes. King of kings, Lord of lords, the highest, higher than all the highest heavens. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If you believe that, I want you to lift your voice and shout, yeah. No, lift your voice and shout, yeah. Come on, something wants to happen here today. Something wants to happen here today. Hosanna! In the highest! Behold, he comes on a beast of burden, lowly. Hear, daughter of Zion. He is coming to you. That word, daughter of Zion, is an expression of God's personal relationship with you, the intimacy of the Father. Daughter of Zion. This isn't referring to a woman. It's referring to the birth of a nation. It's referring to the intimacy of the Father. It's referring to the presence of God coming, walking among you. You can see him. You can hear him. You can touch him. You can watch him move. The word of the Lord became a form, literally riding through Jerusalem, the holy city of God. That moment was so important that God called it out through his prophet, Zechariah, and he declared it in 9:9, Zechariah 9:9. Check it out. Behold, look, listen, see, hear, daughter of Zion. The king is coming. He's coming. humbly but authoritatively, powerfully. He's going to break all the chains. He's going to destroy the yoke of bondage. Look at what is coming. Do you know who stands in the midst of all of you today? Sense His presence, His closeness. He is so near. There's healing in the closeness of His presence. Awareness, your faith, keen to the reality that God is present with me right here. He's with me right here. The burden of your mind is being broken right now if you will just let it. Surrender yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you. He will raise you up. The Lord is present with you. Here He comes. Here He comes. Here He comes. This is worship. Come on, y'all. Here He comes. Say it. Here He comes. Here He comes. Here He is. Say it. Here He comes. Here He is. Come on. Here He comes. Can you hear it? Here He is. Listen to the prophecies of the ages. Here He comes. Here He is. Here He comes. Those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you, to the church. Here He comes. Know the one that's standing next to you. I want you to reach your hand out and just do this. Just like you're putting your hand on the back of Jesus. Just touch Him right here. Here He is. Come on, say it. You have to know He's there or you're not going to hear Him. You have to know the closeness so you can hear what He's saying so closely knit to where you are and what you are about to become. You're taking on a form today. Come on. Here He comes. Say it. Here He comes. Say it with me. Here He comes. Here He is. This is our psalm today. Here He comes. Come on. Here He comes. The Word says, make a psalm, a pleasant melody to the Lord. Come on. Here we go. This is a psalm, PFC psalm. Come on. Here He comes. Here He comes. Here He is. Here He is. Come on. Here He comes. Let your faith draw Him in. Here He comes. Come on. Here He is. Here He is. Come on. Draw Him into the city. Here He comes. Here He comes. Here He is. Here He is. Come on. One more. Here He comes. Here He comes. Here He is. Here He is. I worship Him. Come on. Worship Him. This is our psalm. This is our song of praise to the Lord. Ever-present God, so holy, in your fullness, you wouldn't come any other way. In your fullness, in your glory, in your spirit, in your power, in your healing, in your virtue, in your wonder, in your peace. Right here, right now. Here He comes. Here He is. Come on. We're demonstrating something that we're going to preach about here in just a minute. Get there. Go inside. Come on. Get inside. Not just the kingdom in you, but you in the kingdom. Come on. Get inside. Here He is. Here He is. Hear Him breathing as He's writing. See Him looking around. As the people are shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. There's a tempest of desperation in the crowd. Are you desperate today? Are you panting as though you're thirsty? We're not satisfied when we get everything we want. We become satisfied when we get hungry and we get thirsty. True satisfaction isn't your desires met. True satisfaction is hungering and thirsting for the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Peace and joy. The kingdom of God is presiding in you, but if you're not aware of it, you won't be aware of the righteousness. You won't be aware of the joy. You won't be aware of the peace. What neighborhood have you been in lately? Come on, let's come into Jerusalem today. Still see him there, still hear him there, still feel him there, his breathing there, his life is there. It's in the air, it's everywhere. Here he comes, here he is, he's here. Here he comes, here he is, he's here. Come on, one more time. Here he comes, here he is, he's here. He's here. Mighty God, worship, worship, worship him. Nobody, nothing like him. His peace overwhelms your mind right now. His joy fills you. His healing presence renews you, brings you right back to complete and total health. Come on. Go inside. The physician is there. Come on. The physician is there. The one that put you together, piece by piece, knitted you together. Before you were in your mother's womb, he knew all about you. A piece of heaven came right through him, for he is. And he knit you together. He brought you into being. The physician is in the office. He has something to tell you, and it's not bad news. His word to you, his diagnosis is, see me. So we say, Jesus, yes, I see you. Jesus, see me, seeing you in me. And then he says, this is what it is. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. He said, I am the Lord ever present with you. I'll walk with you through the fire, and you'll not be burned. The deepest waters will not drown you. The driest deserts, the only thing you'll thirst for is me. In the barren wastelands, I'll provide food for you. The heavens will bow, they will feed you. The fowl of the air will surrender themselves to you. The rock will usher something from itself that it doesn't have within it until the rock, Christ, begins to pour water into you and fill the whole land. He is a rock. He was rejected, but he remains a rock. Here he comes. Here he is. He is here. Here he comes, Jesus. Here he is, Jesus. He is here. Jesus. Jesus. One more time. Here he comes. Say it. Come on. Here he comes. Here he comes. Come on, palms. Here he comes. Come on. Here he comes. Here he is. He is here. Here he comes. Here he is. He is here. One more time. Here he comes. Here he is. He is here. This is the greatest season of my life. Say it. Prophesy. This is the greatest season of my life. This is the greatest season of my life. Hear what you're saying. It's just like saying Jesus in many ways, or saying Jesus, Hosanna, his name. faith in His name is the only thing that rises to the occasion, that comes into unity, His equality, not of us, of who He is. The faith that He has deposited in you is a treasury. You are a treasury. Your treasure to the Lord. And out of that treasure, people are going to do what they did in this generation with the house of God, with the body of Christ. They're going to do today what they did when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord praise and you can take your seat this morning. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, riding on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey. There were people that Jesus did what he always did, and there were people that came because of what Jesus always did. He healed, he spoke life, he opened the eyes of the blind. As a matter of fact, just prior to him entering Jerusalem, he was healing the blind. And there was a great crowd because of the feast in preparation for the Passover. And people wanted to see Jesus, but they wanted to see his work. And they were as curious about his work as they were about him, the scriptures tell us. It says they gathered together because they not only wanted to see Jesus, they wanted to see Lazarus, who he had raised from the dead. They wanted to see a dead man walking around. Because the dead man was now alive. They wanted to see the work of the Lord. And a great crowd, the word says, gathered. And as he came in, the word declares they started shouting, Hosanna. Now, it's important to realize that this wasn't all just shouts of excitement and joy. These people were desperate. They were under Roman oppression, Roman rule. Their spirits had been crushed. The Romans wanted them to worship other gods. Tremendous cultural clash was taking place. Constant tension. This wasn't a peaceful thing. And what the people were actually saying, what their hearts were saying, is save us, save us, save us, save us, save us. Save us. But as they begin to say, Hosanna, save us, it began to develop into something even greater. It began to develop into praise. Praise to you will save us. Acknowledging that you are who you are, save us. Because what the Jews wanted was for Jesus to come in and just set up a kingdom and tell the Romans to sit down and be quiet and put them in the same conditions that they were under for such a long time. But the freedom, the salvation that Zechariah prophesied was a great deal greater. It was far beyond what their expectations were. And we see that fulfilled in scriptures when the word says he is able, willing, and will do all that we ask, but so much farther, exceeding, abundant, and beyond. As a matter of fact, he'll do so far beyond what you asked him to do that you won't need him to do what you asked him to do. Because what he does and what he is doing will far surpass what you thought needed to be done. And that's the very literal nature of who Christ in us is. As Jesus is walking, or as riding into Jerusalem, and first he's walking, and the word says that there, Jesus had just come from, crowds were following, people were being healed, he was declaring the kingdom of God, he was ministering to people, he was doing what he always did, and people were intrigued with his wonders, and some were moved by His Spirit. And people came because of what was taking place in the life of Christ, and they're going to come because of what is taking place in our lives. Jesus wasn't walking as someone desperate in the world. He walked as the power of God in the world. He walked confident. He walked humbly. He walked surrendered, but He walked powerfully. He knew that the Father was with Him, so closely with Him. When they said, "Show us the Father," He said, "You're looking at Him. If you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And if you were to see the Father, you would see Me." Everything that Jesus was saying was to awaken the faith in that generation, because time was riding through the streets. Prior to Jesus coming, He tells two of His disciples, He says, "I want you to go into the nearby village," which is Bethphage, which literally means house of figs. And He says, "I want you to go there, and I want you to find a donkey. As soon as you enter, there's a donkey is going to be there. I'm telling you, as soon as you step foot where God has told you to put your foot, you're going to find something that you're looking for. You just have to know what it is you're looking for." If Jesus had said to them, "You're going to find a wonder, you'll find a miracle, you're going to find something incredible, you're going to find a fulfillment of prophetic word when you walk in, untie it," they probably would have had no clue as to what Jesus was talking about. But what He said, "I want you to go in and you're going to find a donkey and a colt, untie them and bring them to Me." And when they came in, they found and they brought to Him. They weren't aware of the significance of what was taking place until afterwards. We will not be that generation, because we are the onset of what is about to take place in the world. Do you understand? Jesus declared, "It is finished." And that heralded more power and more significance than you could possibly fathom in the deepest recesses of your mind. And only by the Spirit of God can you understand. And the beginning, the open door, that key that unlocks that door, is the simple and profound awareness that God is so present with us in His fullness. And we are desperate for one thing and one thing only. We're desperate for the glory of God. We're desperate for an experience of Christ within us. We're desperate to be a witness of His authority and His power and His kingdom and how very alive and present He is with us. People came because of the wonder. People are going to come and listen to you without you being a teacher because of the wonder that you have believed God to be with you. If it is coming, that day is always in tomorrow. And we cannot live in a tomorrow. The future only unfolds in a way that you can see it when you realize that it is unfolding in you, with you, and through you. Or else you are unaware, just as the people were unaware when Jesus came and when He spoke. The Word says He was the chief cornerstone. He was everything. He was the one that held up everything by His Word and by His power. And He spoke His Word, but they were not aware how present God was with them. So I am constantly saying, I am an Emmanuelist. My theology is God is here, right now with me. He is with us in His fullness. And we will see unfolding glories. We will see the great resurrection of the dead. We will see the glory of His appearance. We will see God transform our reality into His reality completely. And that is going to be done because the body of Christ has been indwelt by the presence of the Lord. Don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know you don't belong to yourselves? You belong to Him. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. God is close to His treasury, He is close to His temple, He's close. And the praise that was driven out of the people, the surrender, they literally took their clothes. Can you imagine taking one of your garments off in such honor of the Lord and just throwing it before Him? Can you imagine being so desperate? And these people, understand, these people weren't out there having a party. They came for the feast. But these people that were crying out, they were a desperate people. They were desperate for Jesus. They were desperate for the revelation. They were desperate for the prophecies to come to pass. Zechariah, they wanted to see that prophecy fulfilled. They were hungry for salvation. They were hungry for freedom. Sometimes today, we tend to walk out and want to accomplish such great things without understanding the entirety, the completeness, the wholeness of our freedom. The word says it like this: now you are complete. And the Greek for that is perfect. You are perfect in Him. Not you are perfect in you. You are perfect in Him, who is the head and the authority of all principalities and powers. We're going to wipe away from the minds a religion that is not godly, but it's made to be so. And one of those religions is this, that it is hard to serve Christ. People will say, Jesus told you it's hard to serve Him. I can't find it. I have looked and looked. That page has been removed from my Bible. I find where He says, lay down your life, and it's no longer you that lives. So it's no longer I that lives. How can it be difficult for me to do something I don't have to do? If it's Christ that's living in me, and He has completed it, the difficulty is a matter of doubt in your mind. Why did He say, if you're tired and if you're laboring, come to me, all you that are laboring, heavy laden and tired, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you. It's not hard. That's what that whole scripture is. He was telling the religious folks, it's not hard. It's hard to try to serve God in doubt. It's hard to have a relationship with someone you think is so far away. But it's so pleasant and so easy to bear His burden. And He simply said, get to know me. And you'll see how easy it is to find rest to your soul. I've seen the body of Christ and I see it tired. I see it sweating, I see it perspiring, I see it thirsty, but not for water from the rock. Beat down, tired, hungry, because you're waiting for Him to feed your needs, to feed your desires. And God is saying, I'm going to elevate you so far beyond anything you would have imagined to do exactly what He did when He rode through to fulfill prophecy. Jesus did what He did because fulfilling prophecy was very, very important to Him. And do you know why? He was that prophecy. He couldn't help but fulfill the word that He is. And that word that He is that word that is on the inside of you. It is not difficult. It is not burdensome to serve the Lord. It is the easiest thing you could ever do, because what Christ does is He takes all the weight, and that's what the word says. Doesn't it say? He takes off the weight. He said, I'll break the chains, the shackles. I'll remove the burden from you. It is a false doctrine. And you just read it through the Word. I've quoted just a couple of scriptures. To tell the body of Christ that it is so difficult to serve God. It is narrow, and few there be that find it. Not because they can't, but because they're not willing to. And when He's referring to this, He's talking about those that are all bound up in their riches and what they want to do and their accumulation of their stuff. God will overwhelm you with glory from on high. We grab this rope all the time, demonstrating the kingdom of God is within our grasp. God will overwhelm you with exceeding, abundant, beyond, far surpassing any measure of want that you have. So far beyond what you thought you would need. And God will overwhelm you with it, and He'll do it without you having to sweat and work yourself into a frenzy to be overcome by the labor. So God receives the glory, so you get to walk into the presence of the Lord instead of trying to help God along. I want to give you just a heads up. I'll give you a word. God doesn't need your help. He's actually got it all. He did pretty good when He formed the worlds. He did pretty amazing when He formed the seas and the universe and hung the stars and the sun and the moon. You know, just a matter of a few degrees, like 10 degrees, and we'd either burn up or freeze, and yet the moon maintains its orbit perfectly. The earth maintains its orbit around the sun. The sun, the moon, the stars. God orchestrated this so perfectly, and by His word, He maintains the order. So this planet right here stays just like it is out here today, beautiful in California. He doesn't need your help. He just wants your love. He just wants you to love Him and trust Him and act upon His word. And that's not hard. It's not your word. It's His word. He didn't say to qualify for it. He said, this is how you qualify. Believe. If you feel unqualified for anything that God wants you to do, I'm going to give you a one-page, one-check qualification. And you can check this box. Believe God. That qualifies you. Have faith in what He said. Have faith in who He is and where He is and that He is God with you. He is ever present with you. Here He comes. Here He is. And here He remains. That's why Jesus said, I want you to know something. I'm with you all the time. I'm never going to leave or forsake you. Now what I'm doing today is I'm bathing your mind in the presence of the Lord. I want you to be overwhelmed with the simplicity and yet the profoundness of how present God is shadowing you. He has you covered in ways you wouldn't even think of being covered. Because He's taking you places you would never go. But your tradition and your religion can be exactly the same as the Roman rule was in the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. We have to abandon it. It has to be made right. He is the right of way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. If we don't see Him as God, we cannot demonstrate and bear witness that He is God. Jesus said, this is what you need. He said, you need not to see Me as you have seen Me anymore. But what you do need is you need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And once you are, you need to be aware of what just took place. The Spirit of God has just descended on you and dwells in you. And you have all power and all dominion over all authority in the heavens and in the earth. As a matter of fact, the Lord said that heaven will respond to you when you pull on it. He said, whatever you do from this place where Jesus came, and not only traveled in the earth, He traveled literally through time. And He said, the heavens will respond to you. The place where every good and every perfect gift comes down, the place that influences people when your heart is set in order with the will of the Lord. How do you do that? God's going to give you a word. He's going to introduce Himself to you. And when He does and you receive it, He's going to empower you. He's going to make you attractive, just like Jesus was attractive to the people. Not because He told them what they wanted to hear, because He did not. They wanted Him to say, I am here, set me up a throne, the Romans are about to fall, I'm about to rule, you win. But He didn't say that. He said, the kingdom of God isn't coming in the way you suppose. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is ruling within you, unless you won't rule. And if tomorrow is your rulership, today the seat of the king is vacant. Do you understand the importance of being filled with the Spirit and being aware? I'm prophesying to you of knowing how realistically the reality of His presence, to talk to Him, to sing to Him, to worship Him as He is present. There was a profound power that took place the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Because the people were aware of His presence and His authority as a king. And it broke out and transformed from a voice of desperation to a voice of praise. We've been desperate too long for the wrong thing. We need to become desperate for the right thing. Lord, just, I'm hungry for You. I'm thirsty for You. Tell your mind to sit down and to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of you has to say. You have the power to take dominion over the earth, but we're trying to pick up a few grains of sand and build a house on it and make that right. That's not your dominion. Your dominion is the dominion God gave Adam and Eve in the Genesis of time, to take dominion over your mind, the earth of who you are, and declare, God is present with me. The woman did it. The woman with the issue of blood, she reached out and says, I have the power to draw virtue, to draw power, and not just random power, but to meet me exactly where I am and to do what needs to be done. So much so, Jesus said, someone has touched me. No one could touch Jesus. They could put their hands on him, but they couldn't touch him in the way he was referring. What he was saying is, someone drew the virtue of my spirit into themselves. And he says, your faith has done this. Our faith has to do this. We are a prophetic generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. And we're supposed to offer up sacrifice that is pleasing to the Lord. And only faith in the fullness of who he is can do that. We are not desperate for power. He has given us all power. I want you to say that. I'm not desperate for power. He's given me all power. I'm desperate for nothing. I lack nothing because the rock is with me. The breath of life is with me. The physician is with me. The Prince of Peace is with me. The bright morning star is with me. The Eternal One is with me. The Mighty God stands with me. All authority and all power is with me. That's truth. He said, you'll know the truth, and when you do, you'll walk in freedom. Free people are very powerful people. They're not afraid. They're not intimidated. They're impossible to rule. No one can dictate to you what is going to be. A prophet's anointing is not to be overwhelmed by what someone wants or what they need or what they want you to know. But their anointing is to hear what God is saying, whether you like it or not, because it's the best thing that you could hear. It's what will lead you into a place to keep you out of the places that you've led yourself to in desperation for things. Needy. You are not a needy generation. You are not a needy people. You are developed people. You are a mature generation. You are a mature people. To bear witness to the fullness of who God in you is, and in that, just as they came and thronged around Jesus, massive crowds came to see the miracle that he had performed. And that one specific miracle was a dead man now alive. And the religious rulers wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill Lazarus, and they wanted to kill Jesus. Religious people want to kill the wonder of God in you. But you will not let them do it. And we begin by, fear not, for the Lord God is with you. Fear not. Fear not is declared 365 times in the Word. Fear not. One time for every day of the year. So every day God's saying there's no reason to fear. I am the Lord who is with you. I am the Lord walking in you. I am the Lord walking through you. I am the Lord going before you. The people came to see the wonder that came from Christ. Do you realize that Jesus did three very specific things? He fulfilled the past. He made himself present in the future. He made himself present in the here and now. And he declared the future of that which was to come. He came fulfilling Zechariah. We just read it. Daughter of Zion, behold, he comes. And he's going to set you free. He's going to break the chains and the shackles and set you free from your enemies and your warring. Not just the warring of battling against people, but the war on the inside. That was fulfilling the word. Jesus rode through time, and time rode with him. It was the one time in history that we literally see time travel, time traveling. The word says he did this to fulfill what was prophesied, estimated about 500 years prior. The past rode with him. He fulfilled your past. He fulfilled your past according to the will of the Father when you receive him for who he is. He fulfilled God's intentional past for you. Sinless. Free. No bondage. No debt. No rule. Only God's kingdom. He rode in time, and time rode with Jesus. He presented himself in a way that only God himself could do. He presented himself in bodily form, and yet the fullness of God dwelt in him. And he declared the kingdom of God, which is our future, living in the present. Today has to be the day. Today a word has to come to you. Today a word has to be revealed to you that says, today is the day it begins. Today is all that he gives us. One single day out of eons, out of thousands of years, he gives us one single day to live in at a time. And in one single day, God and only God fulfilled all times from the past that you weren't in, that people were, that died, some that believed, some that did not, to the present as when he was, where you are, to the future that we have no idea. Eye has not seen, ear hasn't heard, nor has it entered into the heart of angels or man what God has prepared, but he's willing and wanting to reveal it. Your future is so incredibly bright. If you would just see it for what it is, take the blinders off your eyes, it would stagger you in praise. I hear the earth shouting in praise and in song, and people coming to see the wonder that you are. The dead have come alive. If God be for me, who can be against me? The Lord my God is with me always. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He stands with me. His voice echoes on the inside of me. I can hear him saying over and over and over, let's do this together. My prayer has developed into, before I come out, let's do this together, Father. Let's do this together. Let's do this together. That's taking dominion over your mind so you can rule in the earth. God, you're with me. I'm not doing this on my own. This is not difficult. Stop believing the lie you've told yourself. He has delivered you from you because you are what made it hard for you. He has set you free from yourself because it was by yourself and through yourself that you became desperate and times became hard. It is by him, through him, and to him that you find peace and rest right here, and you're able to live the life that God has prophesied regarding you. Time rode with Jesus, and today time rides with you. The prophetic anointing of the Lord is riding with you, and the Word of God is life. And His name was, is, and will forever be the Word of God. There's something very profound about the simpleness of a child that just says, you're here. Zeal and Trig have a little baby, and I see them both just don't even have words for it. Just crazy in love with their baby. The kingdom of God is like that little child right there. What do you think that baby wants more than anything? What do you think he wants? Be help. What's happening right now? Loving him, feeding him. That's the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God, Jesus said, I can see Jesus saying, how can I make this so simple, you religious hardheads? You people that rule over people by making up laws imposed on them, and you won't even keep one of them yourself, not even with your little finger. Let me make it real easy. See that infant? You know they were bringing infants to Jesus so he could touch them and bless them. We did this on the documentary. And the disciples got religious and said, no, don't bother him. And Jesus unreligified them and said, shut up. Let him come. And he touched them and he blessed them. So what is the kingdom of God? He said, the kingdom of God is like this. See this little child? Just wants to be held, wants to be embraced, wants to feel the presence of the Father. That's the kingdom of God. It's that simple. Peace on every one of you in the house. Peace on every one of you that's viewing right now. The peace of God that surpasses your understanding. Peace you don't even know exists until the kingdom of God is manifest in you. That happens right now. It's not a work. Have faith in the word of God, and I'm speaking it to you right now. You don't have to do anything but believe. That's how easy it is. And the love of God will reign and rule in your heart. The love of God will reign and rule in your heart. You'll do more. You'll do more. You're doing more. There's an active you, Steve, in the world that you live in that you aren't fully aware of. Doing, fulfilling the word that God has spoken to you. And yet we look oftentimes for the comparison to be able to say, this is what it would be like, but it is beyond what you have known, because just the understanding of the greatness of the revelation that God has deposited on the inside of you and the world that it has expanded into from a seed and transformed into is on the inside of you. And you've only just begun to release it. And it's releasing that word that's planting the seed that turns into all the fruit. And it's nowhere. No one has the power to give you what God has promised you, what God has spoken to you, but you. And that power is in you. And today it begins. I release that word to you. Your mind is going to open up as though you thought the window was open. And all you did was open it so air came in, but the blinds are still over the window. The blinds go up. The shutters go open and you can see completely through what God has opened in you. He will pour out of you and you're going to know, I have walked and I am walking in the fullness of the word of the Lord. God never wants you to doubt that what he said will come to pass. He said it and your faith has commanded. Whatever you can believe, Jesus said, whatever you can believe, it will come to pass. Believe. This is that day, and I release, there has to be a day. Today is the day I release that word to you. Walk in that fullness. It will be demonstrated in writing. It will be expounded in revelation. It will be sung. Why? Why didn't you sing the song that I gave to you? Sing the song that I have given to you. And the song that I have given to you will be the song I give you. I will redeem the time. The song I have given to you. When you sing it, it will be the song I give you. What was will become what is. Sing the song. Pick up your stringed instrument and sing the song of revelation. Make it a melody unto the Lord. I see you singing, you alone, quiet, and I see someone coming alongside and playing and singing the song that God has put in you a ways back, but you never made it a song. And in your worship, you will be revealed for what God said he has made you and called you to be. Today, It's so simple and so clear. Today. Today you are. So now you will say, as God did when he created the heavens and the earth, let there be, and it was. Let there be, and it is. Greatest season of your life. Matthew Crouch, this would be about 4 mornings ago now, 3 mornings ago, I woke up and I saw you. It was a moment, literally a moment. There were 2 specific agreements, alliances that had come into agreement with you. One had the presence of something light, but would become strong. Just an agreement with an individual. God is bringing them to you and bringing you to them. One, the origin is the United States. It's the U.S. The other is from the East, the Middle East. And what you said, what I heard you say, as I woke up, was you were just so excited. It's signed. It's agreed. It's done. It was literally, if it was 5 seconds, it was a long time. And I knew in a moment, something is going to be signed. And God says, let it come to you and be agreeable with my word right here, right now. 2 very significant things that'll begin to reshape and remap what you're doing and give life and breath to everything else that God has already given you to do. It's the greatest season of your life. And yes, you can have that too. God is ever present with us in ways that he said, I'm God, and you couldn't possibly know me. Can you go down and get me? Can you go up and bring me down? I'm God present with you in ways you wouldn't know. Until you begin to just say that is who I am. Do you understand? When you get saved, you have to really believe and declare, you are my Savior. I am saved. Why do we stop short of everything else that it includes? Joy, peace, soundness. My steps are so ordered of the Lord. You won't miss one single day of your life. It will feel as though not one day was wasted. Not one day. Not one day. And the peace of God on the inside of you is going to be so infectious. It will be one of the joyous, most enjoyable, joyous things that you do, is sharing the message, sharing the word, sharing the life that you have free fallen into. It's the greatest season of your life. The Lord spoke this to me very clearly, very simply. Tell her, Gray, I am the Lord, I am God, I am her God, I love her, and I'm with her. Tell her that. So I'm telling you, he is the Lord God Almighty, your God. He loves you, and he is with you, and he is with you so powerfully, and he loves you so much. There isn't anything about you that God doesn't like, anything about you that he has dismissed. He made you so perfectly, and he just wants you to know it, and you'll see it through his eyes. And you're going to change lives. You will save lives by the power of God, because they will find a reason to live because of the life inside of you. This is the greatest day of your life. I release that word as a reality to you here and now. Let it breathe and live in you now and forever in Jesus' name. God is so excellent, in all of his ways. So excellent. Strange word for you, Anton. And no, I don't do kegs. I see a keg, and that's all I hear. A keg is broken open for a celebration that you didn't call for, but it's being celebrated because of what you were able to do by the Spirit of the Lord that's in you. So let me make it as simple as I can. It's like a celebration is thrown because God's anointing on you, because your faith has caused companies that aren't even yours, but they just surrender to you what they have to give. And they go on your behalf because your faith is alluring. It's attractive. It's drawing to them. And it's not business. I mean, it is. But it's like this barrel, like just couldn't wait to celebrate. And this is the heaven of God, just breaking it open. Like God just broke it open and said, drink this from here. This is not what you wanted, as in the people. You came to celebrate one thing, but God's saying, I want you to celebrate and I'm going to break the barrel. And what comes out of the barrel is what God pours through it. And that barrel is you, to celebrate. It'll feel like a celebration around you because people won't even know why. They're just going to have to say yes to your faith. They have to say yes to your faith. So everything that God brings your way is going to come because someone has been moved by the Spirit of God and has said yes to your faith, the faith that you're living in day to day. So every day that you're living in faith, regardless of what you see going on, it's infectious all around you. And it's like drawing this crowd, like a reputation. Everybody's hearing. God will give you a reputation that will be so influential that everyone will just want to know that your name is a part of their business and that your business is a part of theirs. And as God said, He will make them come and they will worship before us because we serve the true and the living God. No shackles, no chains, no barriers, no fear, no doubt, no slowing down, just a continuous pace, walking in the presence of the Lord. How present is the Lord with us? How joyful is the Lord in us? How powerful is God with us? I see such an unusual day. It feels like the world has been born again. It feels like the world, I see this time, born again is not one time, it's all the time. I see the world being born again. I see the appearing of the Lord. I see the coming of the resurrected Savior. I see the world being born again. I see the world being born again. Jesus, we see you. We see you appearing. We see you coming. I see the nations being born again. But not just individuals being born again, although that is the foundation and the purpose. But the earth is born again. I see the earth being born again. Is this the Garden of Eden again? Is this the kingdom of God again? Only God Almighty, through His Son Jesus Christ, the one who walked in time and was all time, all the time. He walks among us. He wants you to see Him every place you turn, hear Him every time He speaks, to reach for Him, knowing that He's near. Feel for me while I'm near. Touch, reach. He wants your faith to draw virtue from Him. Just simple, simple truths, church, body of Christ, Jesus. Immediately after walking through the streets and people throwing branches and their clothing before Him is honor to the King. Their anticipation was one thing, but His determination was another. He goes into the courtyard of the temple and goes into the temple and begins to turn over the money changers' tables. Tables are turning. The tables are turning. The tables are turning. And He begins to rebuke them and He throws their coins on the floor. But what is just so important is the tables are turning. What was thought to be right side up was upside down, and he's making it right side up. You remember? The tables are turning. The tables are turning. God is turning the table. You sat down at the wrong side of the table saying, you have the authority, giving it over to men and women and leaders, worshiping people of authority and power instead of the true and living God. But the Lord is coming to his temple. Oh, you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The high priest, the true priest, has come into his temple, Jesus. And he said, sit with me. I am the authority and no one else. I am the power and no one else. I am God and there is none beside me. That's what he's saying. So the true temple, the true building, is the high priest of the temple. And he is the sacrifice of the temple. And he's present in his power. So present in authority. So present, God, with us. And he's here right now in that same power. And what he wants you to know is that he's working wondrously through you. And some of the most profound things where people will say, no way. They will say, it's coming to pass. Scriptures are being fulfilled. The church is standing up in power and authority. There's such unity. They have learned to worship God in a new way. God is doing a new thing. I see the earth being born again. What I see, I'm going to call the coming of the Lord. I see the earth being born again by the Spirit of the living God. I see the dry bones of Ezekiel's vision and prophecy. I see bone coming to its bone. I see a shaking, a great shaking. Instead of shaking things apart, it's shaking things together. And God miraculously putting flesh back on these dry bones. Not just the time of the past, but the life of God that continues. And this is the body of Christ. This is the church. This is the essence of his word to the body. Raising up a great and mighty generation of people. And the Goliaths have to bow to the presence of the Lord. I'm not going to make a statement that this may sound a bit beyond what you might think, but my God, I believe, is my God. The Lord God is holy, he's great, he's mighty, there isn't anyone like him. And he stands in the midst of all that we are and who we are, and he's present with us in spirit and truth and power. He's the Lord that walks in us and through us. There's an experience you're about to have where it's going to feel as though God walked right through you. You'll know when it happens. As the Spirit of the Lord just walked right through you. If someone were to shoot an arrow and that arrow was the presence of the Lord and it went into you and went through you and left its mark, and it says, the arrow says, I became a part of who you are. I left my mark on you. I went in and out. That's exactly the way the Word of God is coming through you, in and out. The ministry that you have is about to radically change. Your ministry is about to radically change. Some things that you have made preparation for, I see you taking them as though you would take an old rag, very clean, but an old rag nonetheless, and you fold the rag up, and you fold it up very small and very neat. And then you fold the corners to meet one another. And you put it in a box. and you close it and you say, this will be for memory only of what God has done. And I see a cloud come over you and you're looking at a cloud and you're saying, how am I going to put that in a box? How am I going to describe it? And God says you can't. And this is exactly what it means. What God's about to do for you and through you and in you and with you, you can't describe prior. You can only talk about it as you're in it. And with such peace, with far... I see you doing what you do. I see you speaking as you speak, but there's too much labor involved. You work too hard. This is just going to be like an arrow going in and out. It doesn't harm, but it leaves its mark. And the mark is God has marked you. He's marked you with His arrow. He's touched you. He's saved you. He's changed you. But it's too small. The box is too small. The cloth is too small and it's too old. And part of that cloth is connected to part of the past. You're going to fold it up. It's like Jesus did when He came out of the grave. You're going to put it aside for memory only. But the heavens of God rain down on you. That simply means it's just like a cloud, just like it covered Moses. It's like a cloud of judgment, a cloud of revelation, a cloud of cooling revelation. It's the anointing of God. It can't be taken and categorized. And there's an anointing, there's a prophetic anointing going to come through you. It's going to feel so different. It's going to feel so easy, so simple. And so clear, people will receive what you say that would not receive it in the past because they'll hear the wind of the Spirit is going to feel like something that can penetrate them, leave its mark, make them His own with no harm, but a reality that God is present with you. That's a new anointing. Is there any new thing under the heavens? It's new to you. Greatest season of your life. God, we give you praise. I have to say this. Your mind is going to say, I haven't missed anything. And I'm not waiting for anything. And that's where the thing becomes a thing. Faith has two sides, invisible and visible. When we believe and we don't see, that's the invisible reality of faith, but it still exists. It's still real. But when we continue to believe, it takes on a form. Jesus took on the form of the word He gave to Zechariah, and He walked through it. The Word came alive and walked. The Word, Tony and Cecilia, is walking. It's alive in you. The Word of the Lord is newly alive in you. Tony, you're not retired. You're rehired. You're employed by the kingdom of God. You're busy about your Father's business. There's so much to do for this body and for the generations that God is bringing out. I see the earth being born again. What a great day. Blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, now and forevermore. What a season. Robert, you're going to be stronger than you've ever been. I prophesy, I release this to you. And everything that you have to say no, you're not going to have to say no to anymore. Because it's just not tempting to you. God, breathe in you the strength of such a righteous voice that what you say you are and what you are you say. And there's no struggles. Whom the Son has made free, the Word says, is free indeed. That's you. And in that, things are going to happen in your life. God will take you from one. It's like you're sitting on an apple box and God says, why don't you try this seat? And it's like you're saying, this is just seems a little too high for me. And God says, if you put yourself there, it would have been. But you never would because you never could. But when I put you there, you can praise me for it. It's God's love and honor. Love Him with all your heart. Seek Him with all your might. And fulfill His word. Greatest season of your life, Robert. Greatest season of your life. These are days unlike any other days. These are moments in time that mark history. That make things clear and right. The biggest companies will say, our master mistreats us. Our Lord doesn't rule with us. He rules over us. Can we become your servants? And if you will say yes, they will. Can you believe God is God and He rules in the nations of men? Can you believe the Lord God is almighty, ever-present, ever-power, wondrous in glory, miraculous in His ways, loving? And His love is over you. God, we give You praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. I'm going to have you stand with me for just a minute. I love to do this. This is a good time to do it. Let's pull on heaven. The rope represents what the word means when it says the kingdom of God is within you. What it's literally saying is the kingdom of God is within your grasp. So I wanted a nice strong rope just to represent the strength. Something I can just hold on to. Just a rope. But the faith is not just faith. It's faith of the Son of God that dwells in you and I. This is the greatest season of our lives. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Let the Lord God be glorified. Let us bear witness to Your favor. Let us bear witness to Your truth. Let us bear witness to Your love. Let us bear witness of Your presence, Father. If You were to walk in a room, Lord, and made Yourself known to someone because of Your presence, let us carry Your presence in the same way. Let us be who You've called us to be. Let us walk in the authority and the power that You have anointed us to walk in. Let us walk in the health and joy and peace, prosperity, wisdom, insight, influence, and power that the kingdom of God is. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Let Your glory be poured out in the nations of the earth, and let us bear witness to You, to Your truth, to Your Spirit and Your power. Season of influence, the hour and the order of the Lord. Greatest day of our lives. God, we praise You. Holy and mighty God. And the word of the Lord over everyone here. Jesus spoke and He taught, and His word went over the crowd. I pray the word of the Lord go over you today. To God be all glory. He and He alone is worthy. God and God alone is worthy. There's only one God, one Lord, one Christ, one Spirit of the living God. The word of the Lord go over you and through you and in you. The Lord shadow and protect you. The Lord keep and cover you. Many yes and amens are at your door. Open it and let them in. The Lord reigns and rules, for in Him is yes and amen. God, we give You praise. Everyone shout, what a great day.